she is, that's Molly Goldberg, folks, a woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. I tell you that Does is a new kind of soap. I mean it's the first really new kind of granulated wash day soap in years.
You mean at last there's actually a new soap for wash day?
Indeed I do. You've never before been able to buy a soap quite like New Does. And just listen to this. Does does all three kinds of wash. Everything from heavy work shirts and towels to your pretty rayon slips.
Now, just a minute, young man. I want to talk to you about that.
About New Does doing everything?
Yes. Now, last week I had a lot of tablecloths and towels in my wash.
Uh-huh.
And they have to come out white to suit me.
Well, just you do them with Does, and they'll come out gleaming white. In fact, you've never seen more snowy white washes than Does gives you. Why, your towels will be whiter, far whiter than you can get them with any number of other soaps.
Well, I also had some of my husband's overalls in my wash. You mean to say this new Does is going to get them clean?
Why, sure. Does will get them wonderfully clean. And you won't have to do any hard scrubbing. No boiling either. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than new Does.
But look, I had a couple of rayon slips and a lot of fussy colored washables. Now, you aren't going to tell me that I can use the same Does for them, too.
I certainly am. That's the wonder of new Does. It's far safer for those pretty colors. Safer than any other leading granulated wash day soap. See, it's like I said. Does everything in the wash.
Well, I declare, this Does is the most amazing soap I ever heard of.
You bet new Does is amazing. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. Just you try it, and you'll see Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Just look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z, Does. And next wash day, let Does do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Whenever Jake tries to arrange a human drama without Molly's head, he sticks his foot in it. And this time, he's crowned all his past failures with a real mistake. When Bertha Jerome said she wanted to call on Jake, Jake arranged to leave an empty house for her arrival. This was his answer to Rosie Goldberg's unfortunate love affair with Mrs. Jerome's son. However, while everyone was out, Rosie walked in, and it seems that Mrs. Jerome had a field day. And now at last, Molly's discovered what happened, and she's at her front door.
Molly, calm yourself.
Ma, listen to me.
I'm listening,
Molly,
Sammy.
You're falling to pieces.
Let me go into the house.
Ma, before you go into the house, please calm yourself.
I'm very calm.
Oh, then be so.
I am being so. I'm being so, and I'm very calm. Please. Why wasn't I told that Mr. Jerome was coming over? That's all I'm asking. Why was I permitted to leave the house and nobody should be there? There then I knew and you knew it was possible that Rosalie would come from Luella's house and she would walk in and maybe she would meet Mrs. Jerome. Why is that? That's all Rosalie needed in her condition. That's all the child needed in her condition, to be in the house alone with Mrs. Jerome. That's all. Let me go in and let me see already what conspired there.
Ma, please.
Why, what's the ma, Samuel? Well, the ma, didn't you heard Mrs. Llewellyn said that Rosalie went home? Didn't you heard Mrs. Willoughby said that Rosalie called up and she was crying on the telephone? Why did Rosalie cry on the telephone? Let me go in already and let me see already what transpired. You want me to stay outdoors here on the porch all night? Should I wait here on the doorstep until the queen, Mrs. Jerome, makes up her mind that she tortured Rosalie enough with her words and her slings and her arrows?
Then let me go in.
Not you, Jake. Not you. Me.
Why not me?
Because I know you. Because you'll holler and you'll say nothing. That's why.
Then we'll all go in. Come on.
All right, then we'll all go.
Mother, darling.
Rosalie. Rosalie.
Rosie.
Mom.
What happened, Rosalie? What happened?
Shaw. What happened, Mama Lou? What happened?
Where is she? Where is she?
Me. I'm here. Right here.
Mama, darling, everything is all right. Please, Mom. Just tell Mrs. Jerome to go away, to go home.
All right, Rosalie.
Please, Mom.
All right, Rosalie, please. I want you to go upstairs. I want you to go upstairs.
Mrs. Mom. Jerome, what did you say to my daughter? Why is she so unnerved?
Jake, I want you to go inside also. Sammy, I wish you to do the same.
Mama,
I want to know what went down here.
That's not important.
I only want one answer from you, Mrs. Jones.
The answer will come later, Jake.
Ma, why don't you let Papa...
Sammy.
Mama, darling, I don't want you to say anything. Please.
Come inside, Rosie.
Go inside.
Mama, darling, please.
Go inside, Rosie, darling.
But Mama, darling...
Please, go inside.
I called you on the telephone, Mr. Goldberg. I told you I was coming over to speak to you.
I also told you that I had nothing to say to you.
I think we have plenty to say to each other. Where the happiness of my son is concerned, I don't remain silent.
Where the happiness of my daughter is concerned, Mr.
You do anything, and you are. If you do anything, and you have. You and your family are doing everything in your power to break my son's engagement to Norma.
Marlish, why don't you say something?
You're not worrying about her feelings. You're not worrying about my son's future. You're merely selfishly looking after your daughter's interests and your own, too.
Marlish.
After all, Walter has a mother who's quite wealthy and it'll make a very fine match for a small town girl with nothing to look forward to.
Marlish.
And if the only way you can accomplish this is to turn Walter against his own family to confuse him and mislead him, you're quite willing to go that far. And you have. But don't forget that his mother isn't a fool either. I've had experience with a great many people. People as shrewd and smart as yourselves. And I know how to deal with them.
Is that what you said to Rosalie?
Mrs. Jerome, I'm opening the door to my house. And when you go through it this time, don't ever darken it again with your shadow.
Jake, please.
Don't take me.
Jerome.
Sammy.
Mrs. Jerome, it wasn't fair or right for you to talk the way it did to my sister. She's only a young girl, a baby, and you spoke to her as if she were as shrewd and scheming as you are. Well, don't give my sister all that credit. She's just foolishly in love with your son, and he isn't worth her last thought. A woman like you doesn't even have the right to talk to people like us with you. Your cynical attitude towards people's happiness. You should have had more sense. But if you haven't, we at least have the sense to keep you out of Rosie's way. What right did you have to say that Rosie was deliberately trying to break up Walter's engagement to Norma? What right? What reason?
Mrs. Jerome, you heard me say?
Jake, please, Sammy, take Papa upstairs.
You're also terribly indignant because I tell the truth, huh?
The truth.
You mean
Mrs.
Jerome? I want this woman out of my house.
Sammy, take Papa upstairs. Take Papa upstairs, please.
Come on, Pa.
I'll take my coat, please.
You're not ready for your coat yet, Mrs. Jerome.
Oh, I think I've told you and your family everything I wanted to say.
But I haven't told you, Mrs. Jerome.
Still under my roof?
Give me my coat, please.
Mrs. Jerome, you are the living proof of something very important to me.
Yes, and that is?
And that is that there are mothers and mothers in the world.
And you're the good mother.
Well, at least my children don't hate me.
What do you mean?
Do you understand why your son thinks he's in love with my daughter?
Because he's a fool.
No. Not because he thinks he's a fool. But because he hates you. You know what you've done with your son?
Is that woman still here?
He hates you and he's fighting you.
Now you've lost your mind.
Oh, no. Not me, Mrs. Jerome. Not me. I've watched and I've wondered. After all, my daughter Rosalie's a child. She's a baby. And then why should a young man like your son, engaged to a beautiful and talented girl like Norma, why should he fall in love all of a sudden after knowing my Rosalie maybe 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, should he fall in love with Rosalie? But why should he pick a poor family and not a rich one like his own? A child rather than a woman. But why should he do everything that he knows that will make you suffer? Why? Why? I don't like to say this because you are a mother, whichever which way. Because he hates you. That's why he came to Lastonbury. That's why he's here. And I wouldn't give the whole thing a third or a fourth or a fifth thought if your son's hatred of you stopped there. But my daughter thinks she loves him. She thinks she loves him. and I don't want her to suffer because you've been a foolish mother and your son has been a spoiled child.
I think I've heard enough.
Oh, no. No, no. And please understand me, Mrs. Jerome. I'm not interested in criticizing your character, Mrs. Jerome. Because for my part, you can do or be whatever you like. But unfortunately, your mistakes came, and they are roosting in my... And they are roosting in my... And they are roosting in my barn.
Is that woman still here?
So, it's me and my family that's making trouble for you and your family.
Yes, yes, yes. The wrongness in your lives is coming into ours, and I don't want it.
The wrongness in my life? I suppose the fact that I worked and planned and sacrificed for the past 20 years is something bad. I suppose the hours and days I spent trying to create some security for my family is bad. I suppose the education and advantages I've given to Walter hurt him. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Mrs. Goldberg?
I'm trying to tell you that those things that you did for the wrong reasons. All your work is for naught if the sacrifices you made were for the wrong reasons. Success. The desire to be looked up to as a success is no reason for sacrifice. And that's why you did what you did, and that's why now you're doing what you're doing.
And I suppose your life as a housewife, washing dishes, mending shirts, waiting for your husband to bring home his few dollars, that's the real life.
That wasn't my life. And that isn't my life. My life has been making a home for my family. And when it included washing dishes, I washed them. And when it included teaching my children, I taught them. I knew what you didn't know, Mrs. Jerome, that there is only one advantage a parent can give a child. And that isn't a thing. It's not a factory with 10 floors or a motorboat or a car or even a college education. What a parent gives is a way of life. A habit how to live, a belief in human life. You taught your son that only success counted, and I taught my children that only giving others happiness counted. And so today, your son is bringing you unhappiness for which you blame him and not yourself, Mrs. Jerome.
That woman's still here!
She is, and she's staying until I finish saying what I have to say.
Molly's words have the terrible, biting quality of truth. But you have to have ears to hear the truth. And perhaps Mrs. Jerome won't understand. Yet she has to. And so does Rosie have to understand Walter's motives, or else there'll be many hours of suffering and anguish ahead. Don't look now, but are you still using a halfway soap for your dishes? You are if it's a tough granulated soap, because it's short on kindness to your hands. Or if you use a bar soap, it doesn't have real speed. Well, if you've been struggling with such halfway soaps, then here's welcome news. New Does is here to bring you a new idea in dishwashing. Yes, Does is that wonderful new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And it really has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. That's where Does is so different from any other leading granulated wash day soap. It's so much kinder to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell by the suds how new and different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow, Jake does something without Molly's knowledge once again. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.